This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We're talking this week about being set free. And I want today for us to go to a passage in the Bible, Romans chapter 6, and look at this idea of being set free. And why don't you just take a moment now, even as we're starting, and just in your heart and mind, say to God, God, I'm listening. What do you have to say to me today? Romans chapter 6 starts out, "What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace might increase? May it never be. How shall we, who died to sin, still live in it? Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus, not baptized in a certain church or in a certain way, but baptized into Christ Jesus. All of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death. Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, that our body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin." Well, what about your life as a Christian? Is your Christian life kind of like everybody else's life around you, except you do the church thing as well? That's not God's design for your life. His design is newness of life. And in this passage, he gives one of these most important being set free principles. Really, two principles. We've been baptized into Jesus' death, united with him in his death. That means when he died, I died. Because when I put my faith in Jesus Christ, there's this miraculous transaction, a spiritual thing that happens, where I am literally, spiritually, in some sense, united with Christ, timelessly. That means that I was with him when he was dying on the cross. When he died, I died. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, that God, the judge of the universe, looks at my life and he sees all the ways that I've broken his moral laws that I had in my conscience and in the Bible. And in spite of the fact I've broken his moral laws, I face his judgment. But in spite of that, Jesus Christ came and died in my place. So God sees my sin. He pronounces me guilty. The wages of sin is death. The sentence is passed. And the great truth is it's already been carried out because I died with Jesus. And not only is there that aspect, but also, Paul says, I've also been united with him, not only in his death, but in his resurrection life, so that for me as a Christian now, there is a whole new way of living that's not just me trying to do the Christian thing and act a Christian way and live out the fruit of the Spirit. No, it is Jesus Christ living his life in me. Well, that is so freeing, because you know what I've found? I can't live the Christian life. In fact, nobody can. And God didn't mean for me to. There's only one person who can live the Christian life, and that is Jesus Christ. And he is ready to live it in me. And if I will simply yield my life to him and give way to Jesus Christ and say, Lord Jesus, I invite you to live your life in me today, whatever that means, then he'll do it. But if I hold back areas of my life, then I'm limiting what Jesus Christ can do in me. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.